Psalms chapter 33. Psalms chapter 33. Praise God. I'm glad God is my God. Psalms 33. Psalms 33 verse 1. The Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with a harp, sing unto Him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the Lord, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." Ain't that so? "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap, and He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people to of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of His hearts are to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation, He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. The one in charge. Amen. The one in charge. I think as Jeff was talking about earlier about things that's happening, everything around us that we're seeing, praise God, and it's craziness in this world like we've never seen it before. It's never been like this, never fashioned like this in our lifetime. But praise God, I want to tell you tonight on the authority of the Word of God that they still one in charge and only one. And His name is God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God. And they're continuing, praise God, in that quest. God, as they march on, praise God, day by day. And as we march on with them, just a little farther on, praise God, we're looking for some glorious aspects from the Lord. We're looking for Him to reach down and touch us. We're looking for Him to give us some help. We're looking for Him to give us some hope. We're looking for Him, God, to give us guidance and leadership and good counsel from the portals of glory. And we can take that, praise God, and we can glean out of it. That'll help our soul, mine and yours, that we can draw closer than we've ever been to a thrice holy God, realizing He's wanting to draw close to us. And James said, if we'll draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, if there's any moving away, it's not Him, it's us. Right. Praise God. Right. But we see God, amen. We see one that is in charge. And as the psalmist is speaking to us here, he said, because we know that, he said, there's some rejoicing going on. I don't know about you, but I'm still rejoicing in my heart. I rejoice in the Lord of my righteousness, for His righteousness. And I'm praising Him tonight for His goodness and His mercy and His love that He has. He said, praise God, the praising of God. Amen. He said, it is comely and it's upright. It's something we ought to do. It's something we ought to want to do. It's something Brother Joshua ought to like to do, because it just feels good inside just to praise the One who loved us enough to send His only begotten Son, that through Him we might be saved. What if He hadn't done that for you? And what if He hadn't done that for me? We'd be doomed and damned for hell forever and ever to an awful, awful place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But I'm glad God stepped out of the portals of glory one day and He said, send me, Father, I'll go and I'll be that propitiation. I'll be that price of sin. I'll be the one, praise God, that'll pay the price. And He did. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ the Lord, praise God, stepped out of heaven Step down into a universe of sinful men, women, boys, and girls. Amen. There's none too old or too young, praise God, to realize that we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and begin to find a place where we just praise God and worship God and give God glory tonight for all His goodness and His mercy and His love. Amen. He says, praise the Lord with the harp and singing to Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, it's funny to me. People say, well, you can't worship God with this. You can't worship God with that. I tell you, when you worship God from your heart, there's a whole lot of things that you can worship God with tonight. There's a whole lot of ways you can lift Him up and praise Him. And we ought to be praising Him with everything that we do. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If God give me a talent where I could beat on a bucket, praise God, I'd get me a spoon, I'd get me a stick, and I'd beat on a bucket for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. God's good tonight. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. He's good and He's in heaven. He's taking care of things that we can't take care of ourselves. I want to say tonight on the authority of God that there's one in charge and it's God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He hasn't relinquished any of His power. Amen. Not any at all. Praise the Lord. We see tonight that He's one in charge and He's God. Amen. He said, well, what's He charging? He tells us here in Psalms 33, in these first few verses, that God is in charge of worship. Amen. You know, preacher, I thought that was the worship leaders and the praise leaders and, you know, those kind of people. Praise. I won't tell you the one that's in charge of worship. There's only one in charge, and it's God Almighty. The one in charge of worship tonight is God Almighty. And when we come together to worship Him, and we worship Him in spirit and in truth, because He is truth, absolutely. Praise God, we begin to see Him, and we begin to recognize Him, and we begin to praise Him and give Him glory because He's a good God and a loving God and a caring God and a compassionate God and a merciful God and a caring God and a capable God. Glory, hallelujah, young'uns. Oh, it gets you so excited you can't stand yourself and you just got to say glory to hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You are the God of glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. See, you can't separate worship from the Word of God. Amen. God is worship. Amen. There's all kinds of means and aspects of worship tonight. But praise God, I praise the Lord when we worship Him in spirit and in truth. It takes the God, it takes the Word of the God, a Word of God to get us in the mood to worship God. Amen. Sometimes people say, well, preacher, you know, I really get stirred when I get to singing those songs. Let me tell you something, friend. If they're singing good gospel songs, it's about Him. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I won't say it's not about just something out there, but praise God, when it gets excited, when it gets a touch in your heart, they're singing songs about a Savior. They're singing songs about a Savior. And I say they're singing songs about the Savior. Amen. Jesus Christ the Lord. God Almighty, praise God, who loved us enough, you and me, that He sent His only begotten, praise God, full of grace and truth, to save us from our sins. Amen. The one God, the one in charge, the one in charge of worship is God Almighty. He said, you must worship. Jesus told the woman at the well in John chapter 4, verse 24. He said, if you're going to worship, He said, you got to worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. Only way to worship God is in the spirit of God and the truth of God. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says the truth will make you free. I will say the truth, the Word of God will help you be free to worship Him. You can put the world and the things of the world. Praise God. You can cast them out, put them behind you, forget about them. Just come in and worship God in spirit and truth. Praise God. You can get loose. Praise God. You can get lubricated up in your joints. People that say that they don't, you know, they can't do this, they can't do that because of our age. Stiffening up. But praise God, I'm glad, praise the Lord, when the Holy Ghost of God gets on you. People, it's amazing how they can do things they couldn't do without Him. Amen. I see my grandpa Massey, they had a celebration, a homecoming celebration. And he had done had his, I believe it was his left leg took off. And he was walking on two canes with an artificial leg. Had to have them canes to get around. And he come up there and asked him to say a few words. And he hooked them canes up on each side of that pulpit. And he got to talking about God. And he got to talk about Jesus. And he got to talk about the Holy Ghost of God. And how good God was to him. How good was God had been to him, and he got to marching back and forth across that stage. Praise God, didn't need no help from canes, didn't need no help from crutches, didn't need no help from mankind. The God Almighty got a hold of him on each side, and the Holy Spirit in his heart, and he worshiped God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the truth, when the Word of God speaks your heart, amen. Praise His holy name. God is in charge of our worship. Amen. Praise God. We better know the Scriptures. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's better to know the Scriptures, and then we can praise Him. When we know the Word of God, then we can begin to praise God, the God of the Word. Amen. Praise His holy name. Look at Colossians. Colossians tells us that. Paul tells us that in Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 16. Bible says that he said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Praise God. And said, "Whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, the God Almighty, the one in charge of worship is God Almighty. And if we're going to worship Him, we got to worship Him in His Word. We got to worship Him at His Word. We got to take Him to His promise and just praise Him and give Him glory for what He's already told us. Praise the Lord, that He'll help us to do. Amen. So we see the one that's in charge. The Bible says in Psalms 33, He's the one in charge of the worship. It said For the word 33 and 4 said, "The word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth." Amen. Praise the Lord. All of His works is done in truth. So He loveth righteousness, verse 5, and judgment. And the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. There's nothing lacking when it comes to the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. We've got to enjoy all His goodness in the land of the living. Praise His holy name. So the one in charge. The one in charge is the one in charge of worship. But the one in charge is also the one in charge of creation. Amen. The one in charge of creation. You can't separate God from creation. In Genesis 1, praise God. He said, "In the beginning, God." Amen. Praise God. And in John chapter 1, verse 1 and 3, He said, "In the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God." Praise God. In the beginning. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was creation. In the beginning, God began to do that. Praise the Lord. And He tells us in verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap, and layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. I do, don't you? I stand in awe of God. I tell you, I don't go to the beach much. But I like to go every now and then, and I like just to get out early of a morning about the breaking day, and I like or of an evening when the tides are going in and coming out. And I like to just watch that take place. And I can just see God Almighty standing there, and when that water starts to come in, it comes in, and He's like, "Okay, that's enough." And He goes back out. That's God. Amen. Praise God. That is God. I stand in awe every time I go to the beach, and I see that the tide come in. And it stops, and it goes back out, because God said, "That's enough." I mean, that's far as you go. Amen. I'm glad He does that with me, ain't you? I'm glad a lot of times God puts up a red light in front of me, and He said, "That's as far as you go. Stop right there." Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, that's all right. That's all right. You know why that's all right? Because that kept me out of hell. Amen. Praise God. God throwed up a red light, a stop sign in front of me one day, praise God, and kept me out of hell. I'd have been in hell tonight if it hadn't been for God. He's God of creation, praise God. We can't. He's the one in charge of creation. Amen. They ain't no. You know how I feel about this evolution stuff. Amen. It takes more faith to believe that than it believes to believe God created it. Amen. The one who could, not only is he in charge of creation, but he's in control of creation. He's controlling it, praise God, day by day. If you look at Psalms 147. Psalms 147, verse 13, the Bible says, "For he hath strengthened the bars in thy gate, and hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold?" That's what Susie would say. "Lord, that's enough." Amen. Spring, please. He said, "He sendeth out his word and meldeth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob. His statutes his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. As for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord." Amen. It says God is in control. He's in control of everything. He's in control of what he created. Amen. So much for the global warming philosophy. Amen. God says, praise the Lord, he's in control of the weather. He's in control of the elements. He's in control of everything that he made and that he created. See, God is the one in charge of it all. Not only is he in charge with worship and creation, but he's in charge of history. He's in charge of that that's taken place. Nations and confederacies have rose up. Rebels have rose up against God. Amen. But his word, praise God, his word always prevails in everything. Amen. Have you ever seen anything that would overrule the word of God? You say, "Well, preacher, everything's kind of messed up now." Yeah, but God's still in charge. He's a day of reckoning. The Bible says he's a day of judgment. Amen. And everyone was going to... It's already been said tonight that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God will see to that. And why? Because he's in charge of the history. He's in charge of the nation. He's in charge of the peoples. He's in charge of the economies. He's in charge of it all. That's why we need to put our faith and trust in him and him alone. Amen. Why we should quit fretting and worrying about it, praise God, because his word will prevail. People say, "Well, we've got military strength," praise God. But I want to say military strength is no guarantee of success. You never know. All it takes is one leader slipping up, one leader making a mistake, and a military can fall. Look at Alexander the Great. He was marching on, taking stuff just steadily. But then when Alexander the Great fell, praise God, it all fell, caved in. Amen. You can't count on a military. You can't count on people, praise God, to make things square. Praise God. It takes the Lord. But God Almighty, let me just say, God Almighty has a plan for the nations. He has a plan for the peoples of the nations, praise God. Look what he said, the Lord, in verse number 10 of chapter 33, Psalm 33, said, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever." Hello? Amen. His counsel stands forever. "The thoughts of his heart are to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." That's L-O-R-D, capital. Jehovah God. "Said, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own," watch this, "inheritance." Amen. It pays to be on the Lord's side. It pays to choose him when he chooses you. When he calls you out, praise God, it's good to get on the Lord's side. Praise God. Because the Lord is in charge of history. He's in charge of the nations. He's in charge of the armies. He's in charge of everything that takes place. They don't even know it, but he's just like a great big chess player moving people around where he'd have them to be till he could get the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because God is in charge. Praise his holy name. And he has a plan for every nation. He has a plan for all peoples. Amen. And we're part of that plan. Amen. Praise God. As we can see it, we can see, and he will fulfill his plan. He knows what his plan is, praise God. He's got it laid out. That's what Paul told him over to the people at Athens. Remember in the book of Acts? In the book of Acts chapter 17, Paul was talking to the folks at Mars Hill. In verse 22 he said, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious.'" He said, "You're very religious." Amen. That's what he said. He said, "You're very religious." They were worshiping everything. Amen. They wasn't culling nothing. They was worshiping everything because they didn't want to be found that thought to be leaving anything out. That may be what some folks are doing today in America. Maybe they're just worshiping everything because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Amen. But he said, "God..." Now watch this. He said, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar which with this inscription, "To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you." Now watch this. "God that made the world and all things therein," God of creation, "seeing that he is Lord of the heaven and the earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." He's the source of life. Paul said, "Let me tell you about this unknown God that you're worshiping and you don't even really know how to worship." Okay? He said, "He is the very source of life. And if you're going to worship a God, you better worship this God if you want to live." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." He said, God's in charge. God is in control of it. God is in control of your destiny. God is in control of your inheritance. God is in control of every aspect of your life if you'll let Him. He'll control you. Praise God. He'll minister to you. He's in charge. Just let Him be in charge. Take a lot of the problems off of you if you just ask God to take control. Amen. Is that like that crazy thing that used to be on bumper sticks? You said, "God is my co-pilot." That's why they was crazy and running out of the road and all over the place. Amen. They ought to just jumped out the red light, run around and got in the side and let God drive. Amen. Praise God. He knows where you need to go and He knows how to get you there safe. Amen. He's not my co-pilot, praise God. He is my pilot. Amen. And because He is in charge of history, because He's in charge of the nation and the peoples of the nation, praise God, He will fulfill His promises. Amen. He will. So He will be the God of your life to take control of those things that you need to take control of. Now watch what He says in verse 27, "And then that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him," now watch this, "we live and move and have our being." Amen? Praise God. He said the Lord God, He's in charge. He is our life. He is your life. Amen. Amen. It's like I said before, I've had people tell me, "I wish God just leave me alone." No, you don't. You're a dead man. Amen. God leaves you alone, you're finished. Amen. If you left yourself, you don't even got enough sense to breathe. Amen. Praise God. But God don't leave you alone. God is in charge, praise God, even of your breath while you're breathing. He's in charge. Amen. Not only is He in charge of history, or charge of the nations, but He's in charge of your life. He said, you might say, "Well, this is your life, a life in God." Amen. One created, praise God, that controls the whole universe. Look what He says in verse 16. He said, "There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength." Now watch this, verse 18. He said, "Behold, I, the Lord, is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive." Now watch this, in famine, when times get hard, when there ain't much to be had, God Almighty is there, praise God. He's the one in charge in famine. Amen. When things is running short and the things ain't growing good and things is looking dismal and the jobs have gone away, praise God, God's still in charge. Bless His holy name, the one in charge. The one that, praise God, that created and controls the universe is the one in control of your life. He said, deliver our soul from death and keep them alive and phantom. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. He said, let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee, faith with expectation. That's what he's talking about. And he said, the one that's controlling the universe and everything that's in it, praise God, is the one that is controlling our lives. Amen. The one that's in control of our life, praise God. We run out of control most of the time, but God is in control of our life, praise God. And when we trust in His Word and we obey His Word, what does He do for us? He takes control. Amen. He's in control. He wants to control, praise God, and He'll take control if we'll let Him. Amen. Praise God. And then, in other words, when we trust the Lord and we begin to obey Him, we begin to be partakers with Him and all this, God Almighty, all the universe begins to work for you and me. Amen. Everything that God has begins to work for us. Think about that. That's a whole lot bigger than we are. Amen. Everything that's there is His. Amen. He is the one in charge of the universe. And we live on a little old speck of dust called earth. But hey, praise God, God Almighty is in charge and control of the whole universe. There's some crazy people out there. I told you the other day that they found out that they think there's another galaxy out there. They're seeing it through their big old telescope. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another universe. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. They're probably looking right into portals of glory. Amen. And it's all God's. The universe, praise God, it's His and He's in charge of it. Amen. Don't let the devil get you defeated and think that he can't take control and can't help you in your life. Can't help you in your family, in your children, your home, your situation, your work. God Almighty is in charge. Amen. Sometimes I think we just need to remind people, amen, that think they're in charge. You know, they come up, they puff their chest out like they're something. Emily, think they're something. I pray God, they're in charge. I don't say praise God. Just say, well, that's okay because God's in charge. Amen. Boy, that'll get their goat. People like to think that they have power and authority. Amen. Especially over us. Praise God and say, well, praise the Lord, God's in control. Amen. They just have to go somewhere and pout, I guess. Amen. Praise God, you can just go somewhere and shout. Say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Because you believe it. But if we abandon God and we abandon His truth, then the whole universe, seems like the whole universe, Brother Jeff, works against us. Amen? Because we're on the wrong side. Amen? We need to stay on the right side. We need to trust God. We need to realize that God is in control. He's in control of all of our situations. Amen? And we just got to believe and trust the Lord. Because as the old saying goes, praise God, this too shall pass. And when we put our faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, one day in a little while, we're going to be with Him. And guess who's going to be in charge? Amen. Not me. Not you. God. Amen. Amen. Whether here or there, God's going to be in charge. He's going to be in control. He's going to be taking care of things. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Never be afraid. Never fear the will of God. Do you hear me? Never fear the will of God. Just go with God. Trust the Lord. Trust His Word. Let it be a guide, a map unto your life. Don't ever fear the Word of God. Because God Almighty will take care of you. He's promised that He would. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we know that? Because that comes from the heart. The will of God comes from the heart of God. Amen. Look at verse 11 again. Verse 11 again in chapter 33. He said, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Amen. The thoughts of His heart to all generations. Amen. So the Lord, never be afraid of His will for your life. Never be afraid for the will of God to be done. Praise God. Because it comes from the heart of God. The thoughts of His heart to all generations. His strength forever. The one that's in control. The one that's in control. His strength forever and His thoughts from His heart. There's nothing to fear in Him. A reverent fear, respect. Because He is God. And because He is in control, Josh, of our lives. Whether we like it or not, amen. But it's a whole lot easier when we just say, Lord, like Isaiah said, Lord, here am I. Like old Abraham did, said, Lord, here am I. Here, I'm right here, Lord, right where you want me to be, Lord. If you want me to move, just tell me. And he told Abraham, he said, hey, take thy son, thine only son Isaac, take him out and I'll show you, and you sacrifice him there. And old Abraham got up in the morning, fretted and worried about it all day. No. The Bible said he went out and he cleaved the wood for the fire, loaded upon the ass, got his son, his servants, and headed for that for a mountain the Lord was going to tell him. Didn't question him, praise God. He said, Lord, here am I. Because you are the one in charge. Amen. Amen. So when things is going crazy in the world, and none of this that's going on makes any sense. Well, it does. The devil's trying to take control, charge. The prince of power of this present world knows his days are numbered. Amen. He'd like to discourage us, children. God bless your sweetheart. He'd like to get you bogged down. But we got to remember that there's one in charge, and it's God. He's always in charge. He's going to be in charge. He's never going to relinquish any of His power. He has all power in heaven and earth. He's got all that we need. And He's in charge. Amen. Praise God. Because He's all we need. When we put our faith and trust in Him. The psalmist had her nailed down. He had her pegged. I wonder if he was looking at Asheville, North Carolina in 2023. Because it sure seems like it was. Seemed like he could be speaking to them and said, hey, I know what you're going through. I know what you're up against. But guess what? He's in charge. Amen. And we're not.